Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechet Shavuos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So we've been talking about someone who went into the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tameh Bishogeg, because he didn't realize that he was Tameh at the time, and we spoke about a case of a person who Bishogeg ate carbon that was Tameh. So what about if someone did something b'mezid? Valzdon Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh, if a person knew that he was going into the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tameh, or he knew that he was eating a carbon while he or it was Tameh, Sira Nasa B'Fim V'Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Then the Sira Hashem and Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper for him, and only that is Mechaper for him. Val Shar Averos HaBetorah, and all other Averos in the Torah, Hakalos V'Chamuros, the very severe Averos, the less severe Averos, all of the different Averos in the Torah, the Kalos are those that are Nachayiv Kares, and the Chamuros are those for which a person is chayiv kares, or worse. So on these other averos in the Torah, the kalos chamuros has donos vashkagos, whether they were done b'mezid or whether they were done b'shogeg, hoda v'lo hoda, those that he knew, he found out about afterwards, or those that he didn't find out about afterwards. So asay v'lo sasay, what are the kalos? Asay v'lo sasay, any mitzvah sasay and any regular lo sasay. Krisos misos beizdin, Sir Mishtalech Mechaper, and for averos that are more severe, that are kares and misas beizdin, that's what you need a sir la'azazel to be mechaper for. Moving ahead to Mishnah Zayin, so we had said that the sir la'azazel is mechaper for any averos that are not tumas mikdash u'kadashav. So now we're going to talk about kohanim versus non kohanim. Echad Yisraelim vechad kohanim vechad kohen mashuach. Whether you're talking about a Yisrael or a Kohen, or even the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is Mashuach, B'Shem and Amishcha, and therefore he's called the Kohen Mashuach. So they all get the kapara of the Sir La'azazel. Ma bein Yisrael Mekohanim L'Kohen Mashuach. So what then is the difference between L'Gabe these Halachos, between Yisrael, the Kohen, and the Kohen Gadol? Ela Shedam Hapar Mechapar L'Kohanim Altumus Mikdash U'Kedashav. The Dam of the Par is Mechapar for the Kohen Gadol. The Dam of the Par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur is mechaper for the Kohanim for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, whereas Yisraelim get kapara through the Seirim on Yom Kippur, right? That's what we've been talking about. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a second, when the par of the Kohen Gadol is brought on Yom Kippur, he says a vidui before he shachts it, and he sprinkles the dam inside the Azara and after he shachts it, inside the Kodesh HaKadashim after he shachts it, and that's different than what he does with the Seirim. They sprinkle the dam of the Seirim after he shechts it, but there's no vidui, and the Sir La'azazel, there's a vidui, but there's no sprinkling of the dam. So each of the Seirim only shares one of the elements that the par has. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shem Shedam Asoyer Nasa B'fnei Mechaper L'Yisrael, just like the Seir La'Hashem is Mechaper for non-Kohanim, for the Averus of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper Ala Kohanim. So too, the Dam HaPar is going to be Mechaper for the Kohanim, for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. Just like the vidui of the Sir Mishtalech is mechaper for Yisraelim for dinim of tuma, kach vidui shel par mechaper al kohanim. So the vidui of the par is mechaper for kohanim. So Rabbi Shimon holds that kohanim and non kohanim do not get the same kapar from the same things from the Sir La'azazel. The Sir La'azazel does for the non kohanim what the vidui of the par does for the Kohanim, so they are different from one another. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we had said that for doing an Aver B'mezid relating to Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, you need the Sir La'Hashem and Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, and for all other Averos in the Torah that do not relate to Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav, whether they're severe severe, not severe, mezid shogeg, you know about it, you don't know about it, I say, los, I say, krisos, misis, bezin, the seer mishtaleach is going to be mechaper for all of those things. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that Yisraelim, Kohanim, and Kohanim Gedolim all get kapara in certain ways, but what's the difference between them, between the Yisraelim and the Kohanim Gedolim? The damapar is mechaper for the Kohanim, for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. Rabbi Shimon says, well, the dam hasayir of La Hashem is mechaper for Yisrael, so the dam hapar is mechaper that same thing for Kohanim, and just like the vidoy of the sayir hamishtaleach is mechaper for Yisrael, so for those same things, the vidoy of the par is mechaper for Kohanim, meaning the par has both characteristics of Seir La Hashem and Seir La Azazel. So each element of Seir La Hashem and Seir La Azazel sort of cover for Kohanim, of the par, both elements of the par cover for Kohanim what the different Seirim cover for a Yisrael. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the second parak of Masechet Shavuos.